You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
R&B money! We up! Thanks. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking cloth. Talk. Huh?
Yeah.
Talking well-versed.
Mm-hmm.
Well-studied.
Yeah.
Gifted. Musicianship. All the shit we grew up on.
Thank man, you, all of it.
Huh? Built into one young man. With a nice two-piece suit on.
Yeah.
Came in here shining on
me. Yeah, he did.
Executive producing shit. Yeah. High level! DJ Campbell, shit. Sick of it.
What's up, man? What's up?
Thank y'all for having me, man.
It's a two-piece purple.
Is that
how you
feel? I had to come correct, man.
Your two-piece purple Amiri, you know.
Hey, the camp presents, man.
The camp presents.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, watch
R&B money, man.
Watch Bus Die, you know.
I appreciate you.
Just a little pinky ring, just in case.
Not little.
No, I mean, just, you know.
Just in case.
Big pinky ring.
Just a little pimp.
A little reminder. You know what I'm saying? Not too much.
Not too much.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't showing the watch, man. I'm going to chill.
They not selling that in the mall in the middle. You know what I'm saying? A little... Right there at the kiosk. No, no, no.
Appreciate you, man.
That look custom, man.
Come on.
Your music, your gift has made room for you, brother.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it has made absolute room for you, man. The conversation around you is always an excellent one.
God is good.
Listen, God giveth, right?
Yeah.
And it's up to us to be good stewards over that. And be it the gift and be it the relationships and be it all of those things. Mm-hmm. And so you've been a great steward over all that God has given you, which is why he continues to give you
Amen.
More.
Mm. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So I could go into the scripture on that, but I'm not going to do that.
He has a pinky ring on, man.
He got his pinky ring on. We're going to keep it.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it pimping. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're doing a lot of. I got on a record for you too. Is this record coming out?
Man,
come on,
listen. What's going on? Can I talk in that camera right there?
Yeah, talk in the camera, man.
It's coming soon. Soon. Look at your neighbor and say soon.
What is the title?
It's called the Campilation Album, Volume 1.
Volume 1.
I'm gonna do more than one volume, but I'm gonna do more. But just the one volume is for right now. I'm gonna start it off like that. Compilation, but you know my name is Camper, so I'm gonna do Campilation.
Man,
Tank, bro, thank you.
Come on, man.
I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, no,
you
know listen, I love the song so much. I'm going back and forth with him and edits and like,
yeah, right.
No, hey. Make sure and do the thing right here because it's got a couple
DBs.
A couple DBs. Just give me 2 DBs.
I'm not
bro.
Enough.
No,
that's Tank not enough. Not a DB, bro.
No.
He's the king.
I'm the king of DBs.
Just like half a DB.
DB.
Like,
maybe 3/4 yeah. of a DB. Ruben just turned up one.
I'm like morning. Hey, man. Hey, do what the man says now.
But we got that record, which I think is going to be amazing.
Yep.
Which I think is just one of those records I always wanted to be a part of.
And you and Sid, man, together.
Shout out to Sid.
No, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's never been done, and like that's what I'm all about. It's like, you know, I'm just trying to do things that people don't think of. And like this is going to shake the world up.
We're gonna go back to the beginning, right? But I just want to talk about this one space in particular where like we got a chance to work, really work on, during the love camp, with Puff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we actually got to like be in a room, and get active.
Yeah.
And you're very much you're a producer in any environment. Mm-hmm. Whether it be you sitting in a room by yourself putting the magic together or on the spot camp we need something.
Yeah.
Like you're immediate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like and that's a different kind of gift to be dope on call.
Yeah.
I know a lot of great producers that need to be in their own
space, in their own time.
Oh, they need their own curtains and their own candles. They need their own shit. I need everybody to get out the room.
While
I think. Can't do this shit, right?
Right.
Nigga, you like this. Yeah? All right. What? What else you need? And everything's cold. You just gotta pick some. Okay, just play that piece right there. Just that piece. And then play that piece. Like.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Hey, it takes one to know one.
Nigga, but listen, it's rare.
Yeah.
And you're the young, you know what I'm saying? The young improvement, more improved version of what we did.
Like, get busy.
Nigga, you're different.
Yeah, you get busy.
Thank you.
Really, really busy. And it's hard for musicians to produce, which is the other thing I was going into. You're really a musician.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
And it's tough to be a musician and a producer.
Right. It's very tough.
Because mostly producers are just called to play. Because they only need a little bit of a musician when you're producing, depending on the
song. Because they don't know when to dial it down.
Right, exactly.
No, there's an art to dialing it down.
100%. Yep. I remember one time I was in London. I was working with Rihanna on the Rihanna camp.
Of course, that's where we're going first.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll start there. That's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, but I didn't get on that album.
Okay.
But I was there, right? Mm-hmm. So I was there with the camp and all of that and like, you know, shout out to Omar Grant. You know what I'm saying? He pulled me to the side, like, yo, hey, man, like I get it. You can play, but like your tracks is too busy. Like they're too busy. Like dial it down just a little bit.
Really?
So from there, I was like, okay. So maybe it's not about all the chords and what you can fit in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. It's about like the feeling you can do from like maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And captivating that same feeling. Like that was the key for me. So. you know, just doing that and just.
Shout out to Omar.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Omar. Yeah.
No, because that's great A&R.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%. Because now look.
Because you know? People, because, and like, as we talk about what kind of was missing in the business, like, A&Rs don't necessarily know how to articulate it.
No.
They just say they like or something. Or
they just
like
say they like something or don't like it.
Yeah.
But for him to be able to say, you're busy, your chord structure is a bit.
Yeah. For him to know.
You're stretching out a little too far.
Yeah. This is not Second Baptist.
All right, don't.
Shout out Second Baptist, though.
Shout out to Second Baptist, though.
Yes.
This ain't Second Baptist.
Yes, yes, 100%.
This Riri.
Yeah, 100%. So,
you know what I'm saying?
I didn't make that album, but you know what I'm saying?
But the experience alone, though, I'm sure, prepped you for everything that was next.
For Maida. So, you know, so now we meet again with Maida, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So I'm happy that I get to, you know, I didn't let my ego say, nah, like, what you mean, bro? Like,
right.
I mean, I let myself digest it, understand it, and apply it.
Because there's an ego to being that talented, too.
Absolutely.
Especially musician talented.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you can see it.
Yeah.
You can, you know what I mean? Like, and other people can't see it.
Yeah. Exactly.
In your mind, everyone is beneath you.
Yeah.
For people that are really talented as musicians.
Yeah.
You know, and I sit on the other side of that because I don't play.
Yes.
But I've had so many of those conversations. I'm like, you won't get it.
Yeah.
You're very talented, but you won't get it. You probably will never have a hit record.
Mm.
Because your ego is in the way.
Yeah. Right.
Of
right.
Someone telling you, you're doing too much.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't have to do all that because the average person in the world don't understand. Most of them can't find middle C.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to meet people where they are musically and be able to, you know, lack of a better term, dumb it down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what taught me that?
Mm.
The MPC 60 taught me that.
Mm. Mm.
Because I was trying to stretch and it wouldn't accept it.
Yeah.
It would cancel out notes.
Wow.
So I'll be doing a lot on this track.
Yeah.
Go to another track of strings. Do a lot on that track.
Yeah.
Go to another track with like a sign lead and try to chord and do all that. And stuff would be canceling out.
Yeah.
It would glitch out.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why is it doing that?
Yeah.
And I got to think of the producer's name. At the time, he was producing for Tony Thompson.
Hmm.
He was producing for Tony. He produced a song, Let's Go On, Manandala. Business. He produced that song.
Yeah.
And he was producing, and I was like, I know I'm colder than this nigga, but this sound crazy. Like, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, are you doing too much? That's not how you do that.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting just trying to figure out how to pull it out of Antioch Baptist Church.
Yes.
And get it to fit into this MPC 60.
Yeah.
And that was my trial in like being super simple. Mm-hmm. And then another lesson, listening to R. Kelly.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Listening to R. Kelly, I was like.
He simplified all of it.
And killed it.
It was, but it was like the marriage of everything is what made those songs crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't one standalone thing. It was all of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not gonna play right now, but, doom 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 doom.
Yeah.
Doom doom boom doom 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 doom.
Yeah. Simple.
We're not gonna play in our regular life.
No,
we're not playing.
We're never doing that.
We're never doing that.
No.
That I was doing that when I was seven. Right. I'm never going back there. Never going back there.
Yeah.
But all of that together, shit that she won't be, but she. All that together at the same time is like
crazy,
magical,
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me produce, do Maybe I Deserve the way I did it.
Huh.
Chasing After Him.
One of the greatest R&B songs ever.
I appreciate that. But not one standalone thing that nobody can do. Not nothing on, like, you take either one of those things, whether it be the piano, whether it be the stick, whether it be the melody, whatever. Only thing that was unique to it was the story, that it was personal to me.
Yes.
But outside of that, none of those things separated were blowing you away.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have sang Maybe I Deserve to You just by itself, a cappella, and you'd be like, oh, music? Yeah, that's gonna be a hit. Yeah, you wouldn't have said that.
No.
But all of them together.
Yeah. And then it came from you.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the personalized part of it, to where it, like, my story then became everybody else's story.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but then going into what we were talking about as far as like the whole everyone is beneath me musician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a homeboy that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Church guy.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time, I think me and you talked about it, mm-hmm. first time I had mentioned Tank to him,
mm-hmm.
he brushed Tank off.
Mm.
This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We just talking about, you know, music that's out and all, you know, different stuff. And I'm like, man, that dude's voice is dope. Like, he got, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
he like, you know, his music is cool. He kind of like a regular church, you know, tenor.
Yeah.
It's a million of him in church.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I didn't grow up in church, so I'm like, damn, for real?
Is that million niggas over there?
Is that million niggas over there? Yeah. All right.
Oh.
But now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because with you scaling down and you not, you know, throwing everything, throwing the kitchen stove at everything and every song.
Yeah.
On that side of it, you're basic.
Yeah.
You're basic.
Yep.
And it's a trip. To now have, you know, we have our conversations from a music side and a musician side and singers and all this other things and how, you know, how the church sees it, how the, you know what I mean? Because those is the real musicians. Y'all the real guys, bro. What y'all doing in there, that's unreal.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it comes from God. You know what I'm saying? Y'all raised up in something different.
Yeah.
But a lot of those guys don't understand that to make it digestible for the world.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that.
Can't be that. Because if it is that, you're going to get $300 a Sunday.
150.
Yeah, I started off with like 100. And I was like 13, 14.
I started at 25.
Wow.
You start off at $25 a week?
Did you do rehearsals? Did you do rehearsals?
I did everything.
I did everything.
$25. I even wrote songs. 25.
Okay, I wasn't.
Small set.
Were you singing?
Small set.
You were singing and playing? You were singing and playing at the same? Okay.
I was baby John P. Key.
I was all of it.
And then I played the drums. When the drummer was missing.
Did you jump on the drums too?
Yeah. I was church musician.
One man band. Hey, yeah. Yep.
Whatever was needed.
Yep, whatever was needed. Oh,
they was working you out.
For 25.
What? All the way. So let's go back there.
Okay.
Let's go back to the beginning.
That's a great segue.
I love this.
Let's go back to the beginning where it started.
Yes.
DJ Camper. Yes. What were they calling you in church?
I mean, it was calling me because like DJ.
Because what's your real name?
So my real name is Daryl.
Okay, so is it Daryl? Because that's Darrell.
Yeah.
So what is it?
So it's Daryl.
Yours is Daryl though.
Yeah. Okay. You'll never guess.
Daryl and Darrell.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy.
Yeah.
Daryl and Darrell.
Hey. Set the tour up.
Set the tour up.
Daryl and Darrell.
Oh my God. D&D, it's over.
D&D, it's over. You got the wild spelling like he got too, though?
Yeah, I got a crazy spelling. Like, it's like a very unique, like, you'll never, like, I'll be like, yo, I bet you $5 you'll never guess how to spell my name.
Spell it?
All right, so I'll give you D-A-R. And then.
Why?
Nope.
It's got to be a Y somewhere, though.
Yes. The Y is after the letter that you would expect. Nope.
I-Y.
Nope.
Oh, you have a silent. You have a silent.
Yes.
U-Y.
Because that's when you just said that. U-Y.
Yeah.
A-Y.
U-Y.
A-Y.
Uh-uh. H.
Okay.
D-A-R-H.
Darryl. Yeah, right.
Darryl.
Darryl.
The emphasis.
Yeah. Darryl just walked in this thing.
And... if your name is DJ, that means your daddy's name is
That's right. Darryl Senior. Yep,
100%.
Darryl Senior.
Darryl Senior.
Oh, your grandparents was like, they gonna have something different with their name.
100%. I'm like, all right. I mean, but like my mom wanted to name me Demetrius. So I'm like, no, I'm gonna take Darryl. Darryl's cool.
As if you could Darryl choose.
Darryl sexy. Oh my
you
God,
didn't like
thank
Demetrius?
You. Demetrius, nah. I'm like, dude, it's too long.
All the
like,
Demetriuses out there, my bad. I don't know why he's doing this
meat,
to you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Paul,
them is the real hood names. Y'all
got
the
real
hood. I say, nickname is Meat. Like, no.
No.
Definitely not, bro.
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank you, God, for Darryl. Woo, Jesus.
I will never call a nigga named Demetrius what you just said. I will never. Nigga cannot run up. Nah, just call me. No.
Nope.
No.
I'm
You are Demetrius.
I'm good, bro.
The whole name.
Trius.
Yeah. Trius. I'll call you Trius.
Trius.
So obviously it started in the church.
Yeah, yep.
And when was the first time somebody said to you, said to the senior, that boy right there is special?
Man, so, you know, growing up in church, it was every Saturday we had service. Mm-hmm. And then this is before I was playing on Sundays, you know, for money. Because mm-hmm. in my church, I was playing for free.
For the love.
Yeah, it was my offering back to God. So, you know, it was just, all right, cool. You know, it's all good. So my father was singing church. So he made me play the piano. Him and my grandmother, they made me do lessons. They made me get lessons. And I hated playing, bro, in the beginning. I hated the piano, bro.
They wanted you to learn how to read.
They wanted me to learn how to read and play because my grandmother still living, a phenomenal singer. I mean,
gotcha.
She's crazy. Like, I mean, like Ella Fitzgerald type crazy.
Oh, wow.
And then my father, he can sing too. Like, they was calling him, like, baby Michael Jackson, you know, like, when he was younger, like, Jackson 5 and all that.
Yeah.
He'll, like, go around with his little group, like, you know, like, tri-state area, go crazy. Everybody going crazy over him. Plays the guitar, all of that. So he wanted me to, you know, follow in the footsteps and all of that. So, you know, I'm 6. I hate it, you know. But I still, for whatever reason, still, you know, stuck with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. like, 7, 8, 9, like, I'm getting nice around 10, though, like 10, 11.
And you're taking lessons still playing in church.
Yep, still playing. Wow. So, like, I'm learning both ways.
Yeah.
I'm learning, like, Mozart and Beethoven, you know what I'm saying, during the week. And then, like, on Saturday, bro, it's John P. Key, Hezekiah Walker, Donnie McClurk, and Fred Hammond Commission, the Winans.
You getting
You feel me? I'm like, oh, I'm getting both at the same time. Okay, God, I see you. We outside. And then, you know, he would sing solos in church. And then, like, there's one particular time I might have been about 13, maybe 14, and like I followed him, like he was singing, like I forget what song it was, but like a hymn, and I followed him, and this was the first time, like he was like, you know, like, son, like, you did a good job following me tonight. I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's what you have been waiting on.
Yep, that's the validation.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? You know, pops. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, all right, cool. I'm flowing now. I understand it now. And then from there on, like, he was showing me, like, like, waking me up in the middle of the night, like, playing me Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, playing me.
So you getting some R&B, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm getting all of that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ohio Players. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Parliament. Like, you know, he loved Parliament. He loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. Then on the gospel side, you know, he'll play me Daryl Coley.
Yeah.
The Winans Commission. It's like, you know, it just shaped my R&B to, like, what it is right now. So, like, you know,
Your home was music school.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Were you still at 13, 14, still taking music lessons?
No, I stopped around 13.
But you went from 6 to 13?
Yeah, lessons every day. I mean, every Monday, I'm sorry.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
And you taking piano?
Just piano. Yep, just piano.
Yep. And you still read now?
A little. Like, not as much, but like.
But it developed something different in your movements.
Yeah,
my
fingering, like, you know, like
you can do a lot more with your pinky than most people.
100%. And then my stretch is crazy too.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah. You gotta make sure. You gotta make sure.
This shit has nothing to do with musician shit. I think it's all about musicians. No. Damn fools, man.
Hey, yo.
Niggas are adults, okay?
Hey. All right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna be childish sometimes. Pops gives you the stamp of approval.
Yep.
You did well tonight.
Yep. I was like, wow.
Welcome to the fold.
Let's go to the studio. So we go to the studio.
He's like, to the studio.
Yep, my first time going to the studio, you know, was with him. And he was like, all right, you ready for the studio now? So I go to the studio with them. It was a spot like, I think it was in Brigantine. It might have been 10 minutes I'm from Mays Landing, New Jersey, which is like 20 minutes from Atlantic City. But if I say I'm from Mays Landing,
they won't know.
Where's Mays Landing? Right. So I say Atlantic City. Because I was there all the time anyway. So it was like, that was like my home too. I ain't lying, for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Atlantic City. So from Atlantic City, you have like different little, like, off little islands, little shore islands or whatever. Brigantine, you got Margate, you got Ventnor. So Brigantine was like 10 minutes from Atlantic City.
Okay.
So like, that's where the studio was at. So he's like, you know what? You know, like, you know, you did good. Let's go. Let's see what you got. So he had these songs. he had these songs and like he needed like music. So he was just like
your pops had songs.
Yeah, my pops. Okay. My pops an artist. Yeah.
I love this.
But like he just didn't have an outlet. He didn't have the producer to take him there. Yeah. So he was waiting on me. Then that like now that I'm saying it, I understand it now. Cause like he didn't have it before. Cause if he did, he would have been gone. So like now
so I wonder if your daddy got like a villain story. Of a nigga who didn't give him a track. You know what?
Yeah.
In 12 years.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
My son.
Lil Durrell.
Lil Durrell. Lil Durrell is going
to be colder than all
colder than all you.
You better watch your back.
Yeah. Oh
so.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Pops got you, and you about 13?
I'm about 12, 13, I'm sorry. Like, probably like 12. Maybe 11. Yeah. 11, probably between 11 and 13. Because, like, 14, I got my first, like, you know, my official professional, like, studio equipment and all of that. Then my first placement was at 15.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go there yet.
You out of control.
But yeah, so, like, you know, like, I'm making beats for my dad. Like, you know, everything's live. I don't know what I'm doing. He's teaching me how to, like, play the organ as far as, like the feels and like, you know, cause piano, you know, like you could play it choppy. Yeah. But like on an organ, it's kind of like smooth and all that, like butter. So it's like, he was like guiding me with that. So, you know, it was, you know, trial and error, but like, if, like more than anything, like that father son moment was amazing.
That sounds amazing.
It was incredible, bro. So, yeah.
So you start producing and get your real piece of what was your first real piece of equipment? Talk
all
to
right,
people.
All right, cool. Yeah, so I might have been, I think I was like 14, 15 at the time. I got my first, I was always like from the beginning, it was always FL Studio. So I got that on a not the laptop, but like a hard, like a computer, like with the monitor and yeah. all of that. So like I already had FL installed. I had like some little like Samson SAM-SON speakers or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, had a little M audio controller. Had all the sounds in the world though, but you know, I'm 15. I'm trying to just figure it out. I had a partner at the time, you know, that was helping me make beats and all of that. His name is Affinity. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And together, you know, we make a beat. Because I was already making beats, but I will always send it to him. Mm-hmm. I'm in school. I'll do my homework. I'm like a freshman, sophomore, you know, junior in high school, and I'm making beats. But like this is at this time, the industry like where like how like when it was crazy, it was at this time, it was crazy in Atlanta. Like it was popping in Atlanta. 04, 05, 06. Like you know, it was going nuts, bro. So like that's where he was living. So like I'm making beats, you know what I'm saying? Like sending to him, like, yo, what you think? What you think? He's turning it right, you know, back around to me, adding things or whatever like that. 15, I got my first placement with Balwan Omarion from the crib, though. I was at the crib making beats, going back and forth with him with ideas. So I'm going.
What's that?
The Face Off album or something?
That's the Face Off album. Yeah. I did Hood Star.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, me and Affinity. He did Hood Star, bro. So now I'm 16.
Not the Infinity we know, right?
Yeah.
White Infinity.
Yes. White Infinity.
Stop playing with me.
Yeah, Infinity. What's up, my boy?
My God.
Yes, sir. I love Infinity. Yeah. Together we were a production
Where's
duo.
Where's Infinity?
Man, bro, where you at?
That's okay. We all want to
know. Nah, but like, I talk to him from time to time, man. Good guy.
Super good guy. He's right next door to us.
Oh, talented.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. First placement ever, bro, at 15, you know, so I'm going to school, you know, I'm a junior in high school with a gold plaque, walking around like I won, like I'm, you know,
you
little Gervonta Davis.
You did it. You know, you are.
Yeah. I'm walking around like I got the plaque.
You took the actual plaque to school?
So guess what? So my name is DJ, right? So like, look, so DJ, right? We going back. DJ is like, if you know me, you can call me DJ, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, people like in the industry, they'll call me DJ Camper because like they think like, you know, I'm a DJ or whatever. Right. And it's like, but like the ones that know me, you know me, family, DJ Camper all day long. But it's like to like people that like don't, like they just outside looking in, it's just Camper.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out why I said all of that just now.
Because you took the plaque to school.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So DJ, at the time, Lil Wayne had a song called Go DJ.
Yeah. This nigga that turned himself into the song.
Yeah. Why you lean back like
that? Bro, I'm gonna just take a pause.
Because he thought he was doing it.
I'm gonna take a pause. But yeah. Nah, so
did Lil Wayne know you?
No.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. Man, I can't wait to work with him, man.
Yeah.
Top five, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All time for me, all of that. So man, so like it's like, you know, cause school starts at like 7:50, like 8:05 or something, bro. So like we in school, my first period is gym. So you know, I ball on them, of course, you know how we do, bro. And then the second period, we gotta walk in the halls, and like my class is like probably like out like where like the street is at. Mm-hmm. So we have to walk far. Right. So at least like a 3-minute walk, bro. I had my dude, I said, yo, look, pause. Not my dude, but like, you know, my boy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, bro, you got your speaker, right? Had a big old like boom box, bro. Like one of them joints that like you put on your shoulder. Bro. Boom, 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 boom. Boom,
while you boom, walk through with boom. The plaque?
Yes. I'm like, how you doing? How you doing?
No way.
Hey, how you doing?
No way.
Hey.
I can see it though.
Go DJ. That's my DJ. Go DJ. That's my DJ. Bro.
How you
teachers
doing?
Teachers is looking at me like, yo, I'm like, yo, man, do you see this coat? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see what's going on right now? Like, they was just like, all right, like.
How you doing?
They never saw it before.
Here goes the other part. This is what I, you know me. Did you get paid for the record?
Yeah.
Okay, so your first placement. What do you get for your first placement? Do you remember?
I think I think they was calling us back then, me and Infinity. Like, we was called Full Scale. Like, that was our name. Mm-hmm. They was calling, but obviously it was his rate at the time.
Okay. Okay.
Because he did his leverage was he did Please Take Me As I am. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
You going crazy. So like, yeah. You know, like he was like, all right, you know, I got that, you know, my fee right now, you know, is 17.5. Mm-hmm. Huh. So they was calling him Mr. 17.5 in Atlanta. Yeah. I'm like, I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mr. 17.5 is nice. 17.5. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all got 17.5 for that?
Yeah, we split that, bro.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You got 87.50,
you know,
huh?
You know, my first...
As a 15-year-old.
As a 15-year-old.
My first placement when I got to L.A.
Oh, shit.
With two artists that never came out. But...
Right.
17.5 apiece.
So you were 17.5.
I was 17.5 as well.
That was the number.
It's about the five. Because sometimes, you know how numbers circulate in industry,
right?
Where like industry standard intro guys, the guys who've done a little bit, everybody will stay around a number. 17.5 must have been the number.
Yeah, it must have been the number. It must have been like the
just circulate
standard.
But you got to split that with somebody at 15.
Yeah. Oh, you was going crazy.
No, I was crazy.
What did you buy?
What did you buy?
I got that
coat that you told him.
Y'all see this
coat?
I think I got my mom a little Jeep with that.
Oh, you got a little Jeep?
Yeah. Yep, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I made sure my family was straight. That's all. I always do that when I get bread. Like,
yeah.
You know, like that's mandatory. I ain't had no girl at the time. You know, I was just... chilling, like I was
15.
Yeah,
did you get a girl by the time you made it through the hall?
I mean, nah, they were just probably they were just
nobody could believe it.
Yeah, like they were stuck. Like, damn, like yo, who is this? I'm like, yeah, like no.
So nobody really knew you were producing and that type of stuff at school.
No, like they didn't know. They didn't know I was doing it at that magnitude. Yeah, they knew that I was talented,
right?
I was the type of person, and you know, when I go on tour, when I do my shows and stuff, I still maybe like incorporate it somehow. But like, okay, what's your favorite song right now? Whatever, like jot it out, like say it. All right, but just play it on the spot.
Yeah,
works every time. It's like, oh man, it's crazy. Okay, and then like sometimes like they might stump me because I might not know the song, and then I'm like, you know what? Let me hear it. Let's play it, and then I'll just pick it up. Boom.
Master.
Like, what else, baby?
Yeah, what else, baby? Yeah.
What else, baby? Done. I need my homework done.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, it's fun, man. You know, it's...
So what is the next move? Oh, you and Infinity are cracking. Y'all got your placement. What is the next move
for
me?
Yeah, like, we cracking, and then, like, we did some more stuff. Like, we did some stuff for Raven Simone, you know, when she was doing...
Yeah, shout out to Raven. That's the
shout out to Raven, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a beautiful moment. And then, you know, we did some stuff for Chingy.
Chingy.
You know,
yeah,
then like moving. We caught a crazy one with the Backstreet Boys.
No
so, like, that
way.
Was crazy up on the This Is Us album.
No way.
I'm 17 at the time. And then I got the call from R. Kelly.
From Robert himself.
I'm 17. I'm a junior. I'm living with my mom and my my whole family. I'm at the crib. I'm making beats. I'm sending beats to Infinity. Like, yo, he's like, yo. You know, R looking for some joints, you know what I'm saying? You know, Claude Kelly, he down there killing it right now. This is when Claude Kelly was on his run back in 07, 08. Shout out to Claude. And they like, yo, you got some tracks? Bro, I had some crazy tracks. I'm like, man, heck yeah. Like, we outside. Like, you know, I got you. So like, I sent a pack through, hit me back and was like, yo, yeah, nah. Like, he chose this one, he chose that one. So like, 17 years old, I did a song Clark Kelly wrote. It's called Echo. Echo is a song. Everybody was going crazy at the time. Like that was it was a crazy song for him at the time, especially like, you know, with Clark writing it and all that. Mm-hmm. It was fire. Mm-hmm. And then, but that one I did by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, Banging the Headboards, is what I did. You know, me and Infinity did that together.
Mm.
Also, Clark Kelly wrote that as well. I was just like, man, this is crazy.
Two placements on Rob.
On Rob. I'm not even 18. All right, cool, God. What's next?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I'm ready to go. I'm getting ready to graduate. So after I graduate.
It's just all this. He said, I'm getting ready to graduate.
Yeah.
I'm
still ain't graduated yet.
Nah, I haven't graduated yet, bro. Still playing on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, going to prom. You know what I'm saying? You know, like rented the suit.
But you got bags. Yeah. You got a bank account.
Yeah. You know, hey, man, God is good.
You ain't he?
You know what I'm saying?
So are you being under 18, are you able to touch your money?
Oh yeah,
is it coming to you?
Yeah,
I mean, because you know, obviously you're not. It's not like you're an actor, or you wouldn't sign some record deal. Even it's like you are independent contract. You're a producer, so it's not like somebody's overseeing your money or if it's going to get to you. So you get into your money, from the rip.
Yeah, from the rip.
$8,750.
Yeah, I'm getting
your first placement. That come to you
100% check,
and your parents let you divvy it up however you want.
100%. Pops was definitely letting him run.
That's dope. Yeah, that's dope
for sure.
Yeah, they was letting me, you know, be grown.
Yeah,
you know, letting me learn my lessons early. You know what I'm saying? So now 33, you know, I'll never do what I, you know, did then.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful because like they knew all I wanted to do was help them anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my mom, you know, was one time she it's crazy, bro. Like a check came right in the nick of time. Like my mom, she was hiding the van because it was about to get repo or whatever. So she had the money to get it, but she's waiting for a check or whatever. I didn't know when it was going to come. And then they took the van. They finally found the van, took the van. And then the next day, she was crying that day. The next day, I got a check. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go buy a car. Boom. Don't worry about that. What's next? So it's like, you know, you be faithful over a few things.
Talk the talk.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he preaches.
Make you rule over many.
Make you rule over many.
Over many.
Talk the talk.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing.
That's
R&B money.
Literally.
R&B money.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facts. Like doing what we love and love what we doing. Like
beautiful.
Beautiful thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's, in a sense, that's our... that's us getting drafted.
Yes.
100%. That is our draft. That, you know what I mean? Yeah. Our first check.
Yeah.
Our, you know what I mean? Like, when you become a professional in this thing, like when you literally are getting royalties or a producer's check or an advance, or, you know what I mean? These are, you know, it's equivalent.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So being able to just say, you know, Mom, let's go get this car.
Yeah.
It's nothing more beautiful.
Thank you.
Nothing more beautiful.
That's insane.
All right. So listen, you buying cars.
Yeah.
you know, Backstreet Boys, R. Kelly, like
all before graduation.
All before graduation. Wow. I mean, your discography is getting extensive at a very young age.
Oh man, glory.
I mean, what is next after that? You graduate high school, and what is your first move?
I go to Atlanta.
As soon as you get about.
Yeah, I'm gone.
You go get right into it.
Yeah, yeah. I had like, it was like project graduation. It's like a thing they like the kids do when after the graduation. It's a party. Mm-hmm. So we party like it's 1999.
Yeah.
Free Chick-fil-A sandwiches. You know what I'm saying?
Kool-Aid. Gots to do that.
Yeah, we outside.
Gots to have free Chick-fil-A.
You know what I'm talking about? I was crazy. Huh? Man. Shout out Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you know shout out Chick-fil-A. Like, wow, jingle anytime you ready.
Oh my God.
Produced by DJ Camp. Sang by R&B Money.
You know what I'm talking about? Come on.
Them niggas
to the
closed
camp
on Sundays.
They closed on Sundays.
They're definitely not going to pay you two niggas.
They see our hearts.
They don't want no R&B jingle.
So you hit Hotlanta.
Yo, 2008.
2008.
18
years old.
Deuces. You know what I'm saying? Oak Crest High School, you know, Falcon Pride. Hey. I'm in Atlanta now.
Atlanta.
You know, goodbye, Mom. You know, it was crazy because it was like, you know, I like, hugged my mom, hugged her. It's like my first time away from the crib. Yeah. You know,
you
what
had never left.
Oh no, I never left. Not by myself. Not for that. Like, I mean, I would go like spring break. You know, like Christmas break and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I would go to Atlanta to work for the weekend, come back. But like this time, I'm going for like at least the summer.
Did you find a place before you went?
Yeah. I was either staying with Infinity or my manager at the time. Like she said, I can just crash at her apartment because she had an extra apartment there. So like either way, I was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Philea Knight. That's my first manager.
Ah, that's my partner. Yeah. I didn't know that was your first manager. Yep.
Mm-hmm. My first manager ever. Yeah. She managed.
Oh, you was in great hands.
Oh yeah. No, 100%. Like taught me a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. So I was there for the summer. And man, I was just getting to it. Like we were just getting to it every day, every day. Like it was crazy. Like Studio Waffle House.
Did y'all have a spot?
Studio Waffle House.
Yeah, we were working at the Artist Factory.
Okay.
So I'm running into PJ Morton. You know, like I'm running into Rock City, you know, Timmy Turan. Yeah. Like I'm running into like Javon. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing him, like his room was next door to mine. I'm like, man, this dude is so crazy. Like every day, I'm like, what's up? What you want to do? Like me and him would spar all the time. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Tazio, Mad Scientist, you know, like he was a crazy producer.
Yeah.
Oh man, like he was on fire back then. I'm amongst all of this as a rookie. Like, all right,
18 years old.
18, like fresh. Like, what we doing?
Yeah.
So you know, I was just grinding it out and just seeing, you know, what would shake from it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the first thing that shook when you got
there? I'm trying to remember. Out there, honestly, bro, like, we did a whole bunch of music out there, but, like, nothing really, like, popped off. Like, I didn't get no, like, singles or nothing like that. Maybe some album cuts, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, but I was in with everybody, but, like, you know, nothing was like actually sticking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it was.
When you look back at it now, though,
mm-hmm.
why do you think that? Like as a seasoned producer,
mm-hmm.
do you feel like maybe you weren't ready yet?
Yeah, I feel like okay. Yeah, I don't. I feel like no. I'm ready now. Like I'm. Oh, oh my that's god!
Without a doubt.
Oh like, man. It's, yeah. But
looking at back, looking so, from your so, eyes but, now.
Yeah. Back. Yeah. So back then. Reason why I say that because I know the feeling now of being ready. And like back then, like it was a whole different, completely different ball game. Mm. And I was trying to figure out what the sound was and how to perfect my sound back then.
Right.
Back then, right. It's a whole bunch of pop stuff, four on the floor type stuff. So like you had to find the right
drums. I remember that time.
Yeah.
I watched like, so many dope R&B producers chase that bag.
Yeah.
That imaginary bag.
Yep.
Cause that bag wasn't there for everyone.
No.
But you watched a lot of these people shift their whole sound who were really, really they talented in their space. They were chasing.
They was banking on that chase, bro.
The Danger, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
They understood it.
Black IP.
They understood it. What?
It was, but it was so heavy. It was like,
Will I Am. Will I Am. Understood it. Like,
oh, Stargate.
Stargate. Yeah. They was like, I want to taste. People just wanted to wet their beaks, but it was a far run.
Yeah.
You had to run far to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time we had a meeting, a label meeting with an A&R, four words they would always say, four on the floor, four on the floor, four on the floor. We need four on the floor. So every time we make a beat, that's four on the floor. Like nothing was like sticking. So I'm like, man, what is it? I'm like, man. So I would just go to the studio and just do what I love. I would just make beats how I want to make beats. And like, y'all just fall in line. Like, you know, and then whatever happens, happens. But like, you know, I didn't really get a lot that I can remember. A lot of success didn't really, just a lot of lessons and a lot of learning and which teachings. Yes, 100%.
How were you surviving during that time?
I was playing at churches. I found a church
out there. You found a church to play at.
One thing a musician can do is find a church.
And then like, we did a song for like, you know, some like indie artists out there, you know, like we were getting checks. But like it wasn't like crazy.
You're just making them last.
Yes, making them last, and you know, helping paying rent and all of that type of stuff, and you know, just trying to just figure it out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Were you, you know, because you say Atlanta, you know,
I already know what he wanted.
I know a lot about Atlanta.
Were you partaking?
Were you having a good time in Atlanta?
Because you was only 18 exactly. too.
So like this is when 300, the bowling alley was popping back then. Yeah. I think it was called 300, and like they had. Like, I mean, it was like parties every weekend. Like, it was like.
But you was able to get into that?
Kinda. Cause I mean, the parties, yeah, but like the clubs, I couldn't really get into because I was 18. And I wasn't really drinking like that then. So it was like, I was like, just like the cool church kid that, you know, was happy to be here. I wasn't smoking.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? I know where you were. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, girls is nice. Like, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, nice scenery, good food. Like, I was that type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was actually enjoying the city.
Yeah, I was enjoying it.
Like, no, if I was 18, I would have been the same way.
Yeah.
You would have figured out a way to sneak in.
No way.
No?
I hadn't even had a drink yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were still at home, though.
Yeah.
I was still at home, too.
Right. Yeah.
You hadn't gotten to Atlanta yet.
No, I hadn't gotten to, but I mean, but I was in my mind and in my spirit, I was still in the same place he was. I would have went to Atlanta, found a church to play at.
I was in
a
strip club every night at 18.
I didn't know what strip club
every
was.
Every night.
18.
Yeah. Every night. We called it the office.
Oh, man.
We would go to the strip club.
We would
look around. Because I didn't have no money.
Yeah.
Look around and I write songs about what I thought I saw.
Yeah.
what it could possibly be.
Right. Because
I was never the I'm in love with the stripper guy. I wasn't, you know what I mean?
I loved him.
Yeah.
I was never that guy.
Yeah.
But I love the body of a woman.
Yeah.
Forever.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I mean? So for me, being 18 years old, and that's like the one thing you can get into.
You're there.
Yeah.
They let you in the strip club, at least in LA. I don't know about nowhere else.
Yeah.
When I first came to LA, like, I was 18 years old. I'm like, that's the club I can get into?
Yeah.
I want to go every night. I just need this $20 to get me in.
That's it.
And then I'm going to meet the girls that work there, and they're going to let me in. I'm going to get in somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I wrote a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
A lot of songs.
So, how long did you stay in Atlanta?
Just for the summer, I think. And then
you didn't fully move?
No, okay. I went back, and then I was just being led to go to like in a different direction as far as like, you know, I was growing, and I was just like, man, all right, cool, you know, maybe I can just, you know, like branch off and like just fly solo. So like that's what I did from that point on.
When you're in your
when I got back,
partnership.
I got back, so I'm like, you know, I was like, yo, but you know, I'll holler at you if I need any questions or whatever, like, you know, sounds like, you know, you're still my boy, so it's all good.
It was
like,
time to this day,
it was time to move on, but it was like to this day, like, you know, we still friends and that's dope.
Yeah,
so I go home, man, you know, I'm just like, all right, God, what's up? You know, like where we at? What we doing? Because I was trying to figure out, new management, all of that type of stuff. So, you know, so I'm by myself, and then now I run into a guy by the name of Tyrell Bing.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrell Bing was a part of 872 Corner Boys.
Oh, Corner
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's from Atlantic City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like he took me under the wing, and he was just like, you know, like this is what it is, this is what it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, showed me around, like showed me the ropes, cause like, you know, he moved to Atlanta as well, so like, you know, like he knew it and all of that. So, you know, every time I would go to Atlanta at that time, I would, you know, hang out with him, be with him, and he'll show me, you know, things. And so, like, you know, I signed with him, A72 Entertainment, and you know, he was managing me and all of that, and you know, he was trying to just figure out, you know, like the next big move for me. At the time, he had Tanisha Kelly, so I was working on her a lot, and you know, my first time going to LA, I might have been 18, 19. And when I went, like, it was just so, like, it was just, like, so new for me. Like, oh, my God, like, what's all of this? And I was with Tyrell, and I was with Tanisha Kelly. So, like, you know, I'm going with her to the spot, pick up her check, you know what I'm saying? She go to a rehearsal. I'm, like, the whole artist life and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was dope. So, you know, being with him was cool. Like, it was a great experience. And, you know, like, from the crib, you know, I definitely was like, man, like, this is a dope person to be around to learn a game from. You know what I'm saying? And then that ran its course. Mm-hmm. And then I was trying to figure out what I was trying to do after that.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.
You're like the go-to for the female R&B artist too. I mean, you've Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, yeah. Let's stop there. Okay,
because you EP'd on that.
Yeah,
he's EP'd a few albums.
No doubt.
It's not just.
I just want to stop there.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get there.
Because those are must listens.
Yeah.
If you are an R&B fan, and you don't have her, Volume One, Volume Two,
in your playlist,
first
EP to ever win a Grammy.
Wow.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
I don't trust your ear, your R&B conversation. I don't trust that anything about you is R&B if you don't have those two projects.
That's real. Stop arguing with Tank in the comments if you don't have those.
You know what I'm saying?
If you don't have those, you can't argue with me in the comments.
It is what it is. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Where does that start? Like, how does that even the introduction?
The relationship. So, shout out to Jeff Robinson. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we can start there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the guru. You know, like if he ain't gonna do anything, man, he gonna put a play together. So he hit my manager at the time, Natalie, and it was like, we got to get Camper down to the studio, man, you know, in New York. You know, we got to, you know, have him pull up. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'll come, cool. You know, I got this young girl, Gabby Wilson, you know, like we trying to figure it out with her and all of that. And, you know, I guess they tried to work with other producers and all of that.
Yeah.
And nothing really like, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, if I like her, then, you know, like we'll see, you know. So at the time, I'm still living in Jersey. So, like, you know, I ain't driving to New York. So I hopped on the Greyhound. It's like $25.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 hours, you're there. Boom. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to figure it out, you know, because I'm still trying to make money. I'm still trying to, like, you know, like catch a break, like for real at this point. Because it's like, you know, I had the deal, but like that money was so
fresh,
fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fresh. Snap.
Still waiting for the next option.
Oh my God, yeah. Right. But I already fulfilled the requirements.
Yeah.
I'm emailing Leotis every week.
Right. Like, what's up? Yeah. Like,
what are we talking about?
Like the percentages, they right there. I don't understand. Like,
get back to work.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now I'm headed to New York. I'm going to New York. I meet up with her. Instantly blown away. Playing, singing, and I'm just like, man, she crazy. She got it. Where do we start? Matter of fact, y'all can leave the room. We can start now.
Right.
So we just started, bro. Like, she had, like, this idea on the piano, you know what I'm saying? Like, these four chord passes. I played them how she wanted me to, you know what I'm saying? And then I put the beat behind it, you know? That song was called Losing. That was the first song we ever did.
Losing's the first record y'all do?
Yeah, Losing. And that's on Volume One.
No, so, I know the record. That's why I asked you that way. I'm like, that's the first record y'all do.
She came on so crazy. I'm just like, man, like, yo, her melodies, her deliverance, like, you know, we just had a real conversation. Like, it's like, yo, like, what can we do that hasn't been done? Like, what can we do that can shock and awe? Like, what can we do to make that change and to make that step?
What year is this?
This is like 20, man, this might be like 2013, 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, at the time. And like, and yeah, so like, you know, it started with losing and then like, you know, she wanted to work every day. So like, I was in New York at least like three times, four times. 2014, 2013? Yep.
2014, because it didn't come out till 2016.
Okay, yeah, yep. So we've been at it. We've been trying to figure out how to like market her and how her rebrand could be, and like that was a whole Jeff Robinson. Because
were
Jackson
they even
thing.
Were they even calling Gabby her at that point?
No, no, she was still Gabby.
She was still Gabby.
She was still Gabby Wilson. Yeah, performing at SOBs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Excuse me, and
because that's what I was familiar with.
Yeah,
and obviously she's from the Bay, so yeah, I only knew her as Gabby. Exactly. I knew a super talented young girl from the Bay.
Yeah,
Gabby Wilson. That's crazy. All I knew.
Crazy. Yep. Very talented. She just needed like, you know, that just that hedge of protection around her to really like take it there musically and to have that like that marriage with someone that could really like take her there. You know what I'm saying? And like, and we were like a match made of heaven at that time. It was like we couldn't do no wrong. We pumped out everything. Like Say It Again, Wait For It. All that was like almost every other day. Like it was a hit.
That's crazy.
Chemistry to this day unmatched. It's like, where you at?
You went in. Crazy.
Yeah.
Man. You were her Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Yeah.
Or you are.
Yeah.
To me.
Y'all went.
Not to this day. No,
it's a full lock in.
Yeah, 100%. We ain't going nowhere.
Y'all went crazy. All right, Camp.
Come on, bro.
Brother, you know, you've.
Hey, man, you're turning your sounds on.
See what I'm doing.
Your tunes. What you doing, man?
What are
you
doing, man?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
E flat.
It's just enough to.
I got $75 on here.
All right, right. You know what I'm saying?
What they used to pay?
I got 25. I got 25.
I got 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Daryl.
Yes, sir.
DJ.
Play.
HYL.
Camper.
Take
You've had
keys.
Your share of
Take them keys.
Musical influences.
Yes, he has.
Talk about it.
And we want to hear about your top five. Your top five.
Top five.
Top five. Your top five. R&B singers. R&B song. Yeah. DJ Camper, the hero he has. I promise you he's got a top five. Top five.
My brother. Sounds so soulful, don't you agree?
Don't you agree?
In the key of E flat.
DJ Camper.
Talk to me. Top five.
Your
what,
top man? Five R&B artists. Dead or alive. Back then, now, you're...
Come on with it.
You're
Come on with
male,
it, brother.
Female, you make the call.
But you only got five.
But you only got five.
Five.
Cinco, my friend.
Cinco. All right, bet. Whitney Houston.
And start there.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to start in Jersey.
Start
in Jersey.
You know what I'm saying? And Jersey strong again.
Strong.
But we could stay at Whitney. Another Jersey queen, Lauryn Hill.
Why not? You acting up early.
Yeah. Two in a can.
In a can.
Stevie Wonder. Brandy. Michael Jackson.
Why not?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Michael Why not? Jackson. Your top five R&B songs.
Yeah. All right, As We Lay.
Wow.
Talk to me.
I knew you was a player.
I knew forgot you was about a tomorrow as we was lay. A player.
You came up here in that purple.
Woo!
You know what I mean?
Come correct,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
nigga, as we nigga, you just fucked me up with that
we
one.
Lay.
Bro. My God, what a song!
What a song,
Drew Hill. I love you.
Oh yeah! Hey, at first I'm like, wait, I love you. Oh my God, I know
exactly.
That song cold.
Woo!
That song is cold.
What?
That's okay, first album, man. Is that first album?
I don't know.
That's not first album.
It's gonna be second album.
I don't know, bro. Sierra,
Promise.
Really?
Great record.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great record.
I'm going there.
Absolutely.
That's a great
Shout
record.
Shout out to Elvis. Man, that the production, the bridge. Like,
shout out to Elvis. Yeah.
And like, you know, and like. And
the black it. Elvis.
Yeah, the black one.
There's a difference.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's definitely. Yeah. Because that bridge was different. Only black Elvis could do that bridge.
Mm.
That and that talk box and all that. Ooh, baby. Like, I was like, dang. You don't know my name. Alicia Keys.
Keys.
Yeah.
Come on, Harold Lilly.
Yeah.
Harold Lilly.
Big brother.
Yeah.
Every book under the sun, Harold.
He's read. He's read every book.
He's read it. Yeah. You know, he's gonna send me everything. You know, I love Big Bro. You know what I'm saying? Superstar.
Usher.
Yeah. Ryan Tobey.
Yeah. Ryan Tobey, bro.
Yeah.
Ryan Tobey.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Dran Vidal.
Dran Vidal.
Yeah.
Dran Vidal.
Yeah.
Philly, my Philly brother.
Yeah.
Going crazy like that.
Super crazy.
Man. Yeah. It just hit home. You know what I'm saying? Like the bridge. Like
the challenge.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? All of that.
We're gonna make your R&B Voltron.
Okay.
You're gonna make a super artist.
Uh-huh.
We wanna know where you're gonna get the vocal from, the performance style from, the styling from. And the passion, the heart of the artist.
Anybody I can?
Anybody. Anybody. Can name anybody. So if you're going to name one artist to put on your super R&B artist,
yeah.
What vocal, where are you going to get that vocal from?
Yeah. The voice has to be Whitney Houston. We going there.
Yeah.
We going to dance with everybody, not just somebody. We dance with everyone.
Performance style.
Performance style on that stage. Michael Jackson.
Why not?
Yeah.
The styling of the artist, that drip, who put that shit on? What artist got that shit on? Oh.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
What a yay fit.
Yeah.
Like
stadium clothes.
Stadium clothes.
You know, yeah.
And they mine.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else's clothes. They my clothes.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay.
Play with me.
Play with me.
Huh?
That's crazy. I like this game.
I like it.
So Pete, they.
Who you get the passion of the artist from? The heart of the artist.
Hmm.
Who mean it?
Beyonce.
Hmm.
Every word.
Beyonce, bro.
She mean it.
When she get on that stage,
she gonna make sure.
It's a different type of passion.
Yeah.
She gonna make sure you know.
Oh yeah. 100%.
These were 14-hour rehearsal days.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Yeah.
This is the coffee tour.
Understand what's happening.
This is the 6 cups of coffee tour.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
No sleep.
Yeah, none.
That's great.
You did well.
I love it.
Come on.
You did well.
Oh, and he's going back to the piano.
Oh, my God.
Man. Gotta dazzle my brother.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
with the lights up.
It's not every day this happens, man. You know, I'm soaking it all in.
Come on. Talk to me.
I heard that too with the lights up.
Yeah.
You don't have a dimmer on your side of you.
Right. It's a switch.
Yeah, where you going with this thing?
Come on.
I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. Where you was? What you did?
Andy, I got
who was with? Yeah. Don't say shit. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah. You, boy, you showing out.
You. He catching it.
You, man.
No names.
Tell him. Huh? Tell him the rules.
No names. Story.
Okay.
Funny or fucked up? funny and fucked up. The travels of DJ Camper in this music thing that we got, man.
Okay.
We know you done seen it and done it and experienced it and witnessed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the one thing
yeah.
that DJ Camper cannot do
yeah.
talk to him.
Is say no names.
Yeah.
So this is DJ Camper.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go turn on some Marvin, get you some Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Tell him.
If you're really trying to get into it.
Nice little mix.
Huh? If you want a number one.
Nice little mix, yeah. Yeah.
This is what you should probably go do.
Yeah. On God.
But make sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't say no names.
100%. Okay.
Come on, my brother.
All right.
I'll keep it cute,
man. You know what I'm saying?
I see you.
You know what I'm saying?
I see you.
I'm gonna keep it cute.
Come on.
But I ain't gonna say no names. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I get invited to this session. It's my session though, but like it's another producer and an artist. So like they told me at the start time was gonna be like, let's say it was 3 p.m. It's in New York. You know, I'm coming from Atlantic City on a bus again.
You was really hopping the ground.
Yeah, because bro, like there's no studios, recording studios in Atlantic City. You know, and you got to go to Philly, which is 45 minutes away to record. Mm-hmm. And but if they don't want to come to Philly, you got to go to New York, yeah. NYC, yeah, Midtown. You got to 42nd Street.
Absolutely.
You right
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah, figure it out.
And figure it out. And that's what I did. I would hop on the ground. You know what I'm saying? And I would go up and do my sessions, and then I would come back home. So the start time was 3:00. I get there. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting. Like the engineer's there, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's 4:00 hour. I'm like, all right, cool. I wait. I'm hungry. I'm like, but I don't want to leave yet because, you know, they can walk in any minute because it started at 3:00. Mm. 5:00 come around, 6:00, 7:00. Mm. I'm still sitting there.
Ooh, it's getting disrespectful.
Oh, yeah,
are you hungry?
I'm hungry.
You starving, haven't eaten.
Starving gay, bro. Yep, I haven't eaten. I don't want to leave because if I leave, I don't want to, like, missed the opportunity because I was still like it was that time where I was still trying to like you know like get acquainted and improve myself and
yeah.
like be accountable and all of that
so yeah
I was
course.
Like sir yes sir like all right I'm gonna wait and 6:00 came 7:00
mm-hmm. 6:00 came you know what I'm saying people in the back 7:00 p.m. came 8:00 p.m. Oh. 9:00
mm-hmm.
I'm like I don't know why it didn't dawn on me to like just make music, you know what I'm saying? But I you know, cause like I wasn't leading the session. So I was like, I was more so like the key player, but like I had my laptop with me too, just in case, like, you know, they wanted some drum mm-hmm. stuff, but like, just in case I was prepared for whatever. So like maybe around like 10:30, bro. Artist walks in, the producer walks in, they got food with them. Like they went to a restaurant, all type of cheesecakes and Oreo, like vanilla flavored, like cupcake, ice cream, and cookies and stuff. And like, for them, I'm still sitting there. They walking in, they playing music. She hops in the booth. They laughing for like 10, 15 minutes. Oh, before, like they walked in like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, you know how you.
They did speak to you.
They spoke.
Okay.
But that was it. It wasn't like, sorry, I'm late. I've been, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of that.
We've been having cheesecake.
Yeah, like, you know, they was like, hey, when'd you get here?
When'd you get here?
Like I say, last year. Like, what you mean? So I was like, I was here since 3:00. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, all of that. I'm like, all right, it's cool. She hop in the booth. She doing a song to a previous session that has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, man. So I'm basically just out here not doing anything, not even working on a song, not even like participating. Like, so like, that was like a damn that's fucked up type of story. You know what I'm saying?
And then you just have to get on the bus and go home.
And I went home. Then I went home that night or went on the next day. Yeah. Just still sitting there.
With
like
nothing.
Like waiting for like the coach to be like.
It's time.
Camper, come
yeah.
on. None of that happened. So I was just there, still hungry.
Never time.
Yep.
They didn't ask you, did you want something either?
Nothing. Nope. They didn't ask you for my opinion. Not 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 a not 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 no beats, not nothing, not anything, not even a
glass. Was it even
of
his
water.
Track though? The producer?
Yeah, it was his track. Like he could have definitely was like he could have definitely like yo, like
something.
Yeah, something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the song was cool. Like I don't know if the song came out to this day, you know what I'm saying? But it's like you could have been like yo, like, you know what
especially
I mean?
If he knew you was there for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, came for them.
Did can you ever call
work,
you?
Did you ever work with them again?
I don't think so.
It's crazy because we had success with her prior because she did a single and it went crazy. And then to get back in.
And it go like that.
To get back in, yeah, like they yeah, it went like that. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, how's it going like that? I don't get it. So yeah, that was kind of crazy, bro. Like I could have been home, you know what I'm saying, chilling. But like I wasted my time like that.
Playing
like,
with people's time.
I was young, you know what I mean? So I was like, you know, I guess this is part of rolling with the punches. But like, yeah, I waited for like 8 hours in that studio not doing the goddamn thing.
But the flip side of that too though is that in your position now, you would never do that to anyone.
I would never do yeah. Oh, I would never do it to
yeah.
someone.
Yeah, no. You would never do that to somebody.
Yeah, no. No. Cause I respect.
And you're in the lead position now.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that is what we ultimately have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stay in this thing, become who we need to become, and then change how it goes.
Facts.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, bro.
You know what I mean? Treat people mm-hmm. better.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It has to become fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's all it's been all
that's
these years.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, it's all it's been all these years, and I'm just ready to like, you know, light that torch up,
absolutely,
and go crazy. Like the fire is now. Like,
I'm about to say you're going crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Kobe though, like job being finished.
So I'm
ready for it all. Yeah. Like whoever wants this, you know what I'm saying. I'm looking at that camera right here. Come to the camp. It's time.
Come to the it's camp. Give whatever you need at camp.
Come on, I love it.
Come on,
I love it.
Yeah, day camp, overnight camp.
Summer camp,
what you need.
You know what's crazy? So I'm doing my first festival back in Atlantic City. I'm giving back. It's going to be needed for Atlantic City. It's going to be so beautiful, man. I definitely need y'all part of that.
What
are
you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah. Summer camp festival.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah,
when you doing? You doing it this summer or when you doing? Next summer. Okay,
we'll
send it out.
Yeah. We'll be there.
Say no more.
Come on,
perfect.
Man.
Appreciate
let us know.
Yeah,
you can catch us at summer camp.
Yeah, exactly.
Next summer in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's how it's done.
Yes, sir.
The authority.
The authority.
Let's go.
That was great.
DJ Camper.
Brother. Man.
You're Thank killing.
You. Thank you.
You are. You're a monster, bro.
Thank you, man.
And that's not like, you know, you're not an industry monster.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you are now able to, you know, to stunt and poke your chest out, you know, mm-hmm. based on the success that you've had in the industry.
Yeah.
But outside of that, before any of that even took place, you were a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Monster of a talent, monster of a human being. Mm-hmm. Always, always good energy. The same good energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
We just laugh. Every time we see each other, just smile and laugh.
That's real. On everything.
No matter where we at,
it don't matter.
Just trying to find the joke in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
fact.
Or find the church in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right.
It's always been that, man. And you know, we are on this good guys finish first kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what we're on. Right
now, I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm proud of you. I mean, the first time I met you, I didn't know you was a producer.
Yeah.
I met you hooping.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
at the fake fake work run.
Yep.
I'm just like, yo, I like him.
Yeah.
The nigga crazy. He keeps shooting the ball from half court.
He's
out of his damn mind.
I'm gonna do that, bro.
And he made a couple of them. I was like, all right. I like him.
Catch me on a good day.
You gotta be a crazy nigga to shoot from there, but I like him.
I'm telling you, I got it.
Nah, bro, but I'm seriously, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, bro.
What you've done and how you've done it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You've went about it in a really cool way.
Yeah.
You don't hear nobody speaking your name in nothing but positive ways.
Yeah, thank God, man.
And that's how we're supposed to move in this thing.
Yeah, hey, coming from y'all, it's one of the best compliments and just words that I can get, and I really appreciate y'all.
For sure, bro.
I got y'all for life, man.
Already know, man. Oh yeah, you definitely going. Yeah,
Campalation.
Pulling up to the camp.
On the way. Yeah. On the way.
We at the camp.
That new Tank baby on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, come my on. Name is Tank.
That's right. I'm Jay Valentine. Yeah.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yes, sir.
And you are only witnessing the beginning.
That's right.
Of what is going to be a masterful career. And meaningful success. Keep going. DJ Cameron.
Yeah.
My dog.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save.
UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.